Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
With coronavirus infection rates declining in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis gave restaurants the green light to open at full capacity this weekend for the first time since pandemic restrictions began. On Friday, DeSantis said waiting for a vaccine before going to phase three of reopening would be too damaging to the restaurant industry.
I don't think that's viable. I don't think that that is acceptable. And so I think that this will be very, very important to the industry. And it also will be a recognition that they have worked as hard as anybody to create safe environments.
Well, let's see how business was over the weekend. JT Corrales is the Director of Business Development for Krabby Bill's in Indian Rocks Beach, Florida, outside Tampa. JT, welcome. I know this was a big deal for you. How'd the weekend go?
You know, it was really interesting. Friday night, we walked outside because we have indoor and outdoor dining, and you could just feel the energy. You know, I mean, it was one thing for us within our walls to have our capacity come back up to 100%, but I think it was another for consumer confidence and just that feeling of safety, and maybe we've turned the corner and things are on their way back to being normal again.
So you were at 100% capacity. It was rocking, as you say.
Yeah, we had a great Friday night, great Saturday. Yes, it was. It felt good.
Wow. So how badly did the pandemic hurt that business and your employees over the past several months?
Oh, tremendously. I mean, at the beginning of it, when we pretty much locked everything down, I mean, we had to close all of our businesses. So we have 7 restaurants in the area, 500 employees pre-pandemic, and we had to go to a full layoff for every employee that we had. And I remember giving the last speech before we had to let everybody go. And I mean, that was very uncertain and dark. And, you know, we're a business 38 years standing here in Indian Rocks Beach. So it's, you never think that you'd have to give that speech. So a lot of uncertainty, and little by little, as per phase 1, 2, and 3, like, we got a little bit more of a fighting chance. And finally, you know, with this one here, we feel like we might find our way out.
And how many of those 500 employees have you been able to hire back?
Somewhere in the low 300s.
Yeah. So still working on getting back to normal. But the new state rules that DeSantis issued say that if local governments want to keep restrictions of their own beyond 50% capacity, they have to justify that decision. Do you have any local rules where you are that you still have to abide by?
The only thing that's really a focal point is the mandate for the mask in our county. But aside from that, we haven't gotten any pushback of any kind, and we feel that it's full go at this point.
So JT, I think the obvious question is, you know, if your business is full, if the restaurant is packed, what are you doing to keep people safe inside Krabby Bill's?
Well, I mean, all the things that we've been conditioned to do prior to COVID, you know, I mean, outside of hospitals and dentists, you know, we've had to maintain very sanitary spaces. We've had to make sure we train and educate our staff on, you know, changing their cutting boards, changing their knives, washing their hands, you know, because there's already enough liability out there in this industry. So we feel confident that we can provide a safe environment for our customers.
So it sounds like you're saying you're taking no special COVID precautions. You're not spacing out the tables or keeping the windows open. Your servers aren't necessarily wearing masks.
Servers are wearing masks. Yes.
Okay. You know, just because you can open doesn't necessarily mean it's a great idea from a public health standpoint. You know, scientists say that restaurants and bars have been spreaders of COVID. And I mean, as I'm sure you saw, Florida just passed 700,000 cases this weekend since the pandemic began. Are you worried that, you know, at this level of opening, your restaurant could be the source of an outbreak? And what happens if it is?
No, not at all. I think that for every one bit of data that you hear from one scientist or one study, you hear another piece that is contrary to that. So my perspective from the beginning of this has been, I don't think that there has been any right or wrong answer throughout the process. But at this stage, I mean, we can only control what we can control within our walls.
And do you have a plan if somebody gets sick, if one of your servers does, or a customer, what will you do?
We've already had to encounter that in the past in the reopening. You know, we've had to allow the staff member to stay home. We've traced who they worked with. If anybody was close to that staff member during their shifts, then we've asked them to stay home as well. So I believe that we've done a good job in mitigating that in the past.
Yeah. JT Corrales is Director of Business Development for Krabby Bill's in Indian Rocks Beach, Florida. It's just outside of Tampa Bay. JT, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.